Nielsen News with Monique Matufar.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research, ZIPAR, textile study report has revealed that Zambia continues to rely heavily on imported second-hand clothing and garments, despite having the potential to manufacture these products locally. Speaking during the launch of the report, ZIPAR Interim Executive Director, Zali Kuba, said the study, which began in 2024 and is being launched today, has shown that Zambia has the capacity to export textile products to the SADC region and the wider African continent if production in the industry is enhanced. He has noted that while Zambia produces high-quality organic cotton, production levels among farmers have drastically declined due to low prices offered for raw cotton. Mr. Chikuba has also urged the government to consider designating one day each week for citizens to wear locally produced fabric as a way of supporting the domestic textile industry once clothing and garments production increases.
The items that will be produced we export
Meanwhile, ZIPAR Deputy Director of Research, James Mulenga, said Zambia should regulate the importation of second-hand clothing and promote local production of garments, including workwear, uniforms, and stenge fabric, among other products.
We are not saying ban, we are saying we regulate. We know that we are the ban, we also have ban that came from a lot of other countries. We are saying we should regulate the ban. So how do we regulate? By changing the tariff. So we can change the tariff and use the revenue to act as support to local textile. That's the way, that's one way in which we can help our local textile industry.
Zambia's annual inflation rate for February 2026 slowed down to 7.5% from 9.4% recorded in January 2026. Speaking at a press briefing, Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTAT, Acting Statistician General Sheila Mudenda, said the development was attributed to price movements in both food and non-food items. Ms. Mudenda said annual food inflation slowed to 8.2% from 10.9% in January 2026, while annual non-food inflation declined to 6.5% from 7.3% recorded in January 2026.
This development has been can be attributed to price movements in food and non-food items. As the annual food inflation reduced to 8.2% from 10.9% recorded in January 2026. And this outcome is due to price movements in cereals, that is breakfast mealy-meal, roller mealy-meal, maize grain, rice imported, and wheat plain household flour. Also price movements in fruit, that is lemons, bananas, watermelon, avocados, as well as vegetables.
Meanwhile, ZAMSTAT Acting Director of Economics and Statistics, Joseph Kimball, has described the trend as a positive trajectory, but noted that the benefits would not be immediate, as it will take time for consumers to feel the impact.
So this is a thing that we need to give sense so that it's settled. I'm sure the effect in the long run will start to be felt. but it's not an immediate one. It's not a direct response. When it drops this man, then immediately they start to know. I think there is always a lag into the second.
The Council of Elders for Ethical Leadership, Democracy and Development has announced that it will host a national conference of democracy and development change advocates on March 6th and 7th, 2026, aimed at addressing Zambia's pressing challenges and building a better future for the country. Speaking during a press briefing, National Conference Planning and Steering Committee Chairperson Akashamba Twambikusika Luanika said as Zambia approaches August 18th, the nation stands at a crossroads. He said the conference is to address perennial conversation over the constitution, the national unity crisis, governance concerns, the economic downturn, the rising cost of living, poverty, and the prevailing political climate. Prince Mbidisita Luanika has since called on all stakeholders to support the initiative and work together in shaping a better Zambia.
The initiative by the Council of Elders will not be only a national and not the only initiative towards efforts to fortify, to unify, to coordinate, to solidify, to bring all the various leaders into a big team to continue this agenda. Going forward towards the national conference, we have recognized that
and National Conference Planning and Steering Committee member Dr. Mbisa Chitela has emphasized that the initiative is non-partisan and intended to provide an inclusive platform for dialogue on democracy and development.
The conference that will be holding on the 6th and the 7th of March, 2026, is a non-partisan conference of all patriotic Zambians who believe that we need to be encouraged that we unite and come up with the issues that we raise. In fact, the commissions and political parties themselves with whom we'll be meeting have already decided among themselves that the delegates to that conference for 5% will come from the political commission, and the 5% of the delegates will come from non-civil society. And the civil society includes traditional leaders.
The Lesotho High Court has adjourned judgment in a matter in which Patriotic Front presidential hopeful and Mporokoso Member of Parliament Brian Mundugile and seven others sued Matero MP Miles Sampa, Morgan Mona, and Robert Chavinga, seeking a permanent injunction restraining Mr. Sampa from holding himself as PS president. When the matter came up today for judgment, Judge Concepta Zulu adjourned the matter to February 27, 2026, stating that judgment was not ready. In this matter, Mr. Mundugile and others want the Lusaka High Court to grant them a declaration that all the actions, decisions, or appointments made by Mr. Sampa since October 24, 2023 were null and void for want of authority. They seek a further declaration to stop all the benefits that the three were enjoying, arguing that they could not claim any benefits because their purported positions were born out of an illegal meeting. The matter has been adjourned to Friday for judgment.
The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by Success More Than Banking.
In business news, Access Bank Zambia has commended 27 graduates for successfully completing the 2026 entry-level training program at the Access School of Banking Excellence in Lagos, Nigeria. Bank Managing Director Dr. Yonani Nwogu said throughout the three-month program, the graduates consistently demonstrated outstanding performance, meeting high standards while competing alongside accomplished professionals from multiple countries. Speaking during a dinner held in honor of the graduates, Dr. Nwogu said 15 participants completed the graduate track, while 12 pursued the specialized IT cohort under the retail track, positioning themselves at the forefront of digital.